Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down.
We're back at 7 till. Thanks for hanging out with me. A little Atlanta Rhythm section bringing this back with the, with what surely must be the small business anthem. Even when you don't think you can make it, you still got to try. Even when people tell you you can't do it, you still got to try, small business owners. I know that's what you do, and you know that that's why you're my heroes. Pat Sigmund is our guest. She's one of my heroes, too. She's a small business owner, just like you and me. Her book is called Six Steps to Creating Profit. She's helping us understand how to use technology, how to use new technical tools, and classic marketing techniques to get more customers. Pat, talk to us some more about this inbound marketing strategy.
Yeah, so you want content, you want people to be raising their hands, and there's different ways to do that, and certainly tracking who is visiting you, like it or not, is happening all around us.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a list of prospects, suspects, whoever these people are, and they visit your site and they're on different pages, you might call them and talk about the material that they were visiting.
Let me throw something out here, Pat. One thing I want to point out, folks, none of this precludes traditional media. None of this prevents you from having a newspaper ad or a radio presence or a television presence or a cable presence or a billboard presence or a business card presence or mailing or direct mail. None of this prevents any of that. But what Pat's trying to say is, whatever you're doing, make sure that it all links back to the mothership. Mm-hmm. Right, Pat?
Yeah, you can't avoid it. It is what is the phone book of today.
It's not either or, traditional versus new. It's both and. Go ahead, Pat.
It's and. It is and. Whatever you're doing, this is what your competitors are doing, and you want to be competitive, and you don't want to just rely on yesterday. And probably most people will say yesterday wasn't good enough. They've had a few bad years. This is what's going on now.
Mm-hmm.
So you put everything out there. You have people come and shop around. They're looking. They're reading. They're saying, I want a copy of this. I want a copy of that. This is how you meet them.
Mm-hmm.
Then you nurture them. Once you meet them, you nurture them.
This is connecting. This is connecting, not manipulating, right?
Correct. You then have people who are interested in the material, and you start nurturing them with more material, invitations to this and that, and exactly what they're looking at. These are the people who are shopping. It's like they're in the dress department and they're looking for a dress and they want to know if you have that dress.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what inbound marketing is, and these are the techniques that are being used. They're used on us as consumers. Business to business, it's happening all the time, more and more and more, more prevalent.
And, but I see everything that you're describing is nurturing, as you say. It's building community. It's connecting. Nothing that you have said had even had a heavy call to action message in it, did it?
No, it is not. It's having people raise their hand to you, coming to you.
Mm-hmm.
You're making them come to you.
You're saying the future. What you're talking about is the future of connecting with customers. Is sort of passive. It's not as aggressive. It's sort of passive. It's sort of organic rather than manipulative, right?
I mean, you could call this manipulative. What you're doing is
versus manipulative. The old way was manipulative, meaning we have the best truck in the world when maybe you really don't.
Yeah, you're not talking about what you're going to get from this person. You're not talking about the sale. You're giving advice. You're giving free advice. You're giving free information that's attractive and has something to do with the business that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to be your website. You want your website to be like a sticky glue, so that when someone is coming in there, they stay there. They reach out for white papers or for copies or for free this or for free that. They visit your YouTube site, and this is how you get to meet them. It's like you're at a conference and you're meeting all these people. That's what's happening.
Another thing, Pat, is when they your website, and I've said this for a long time, your website has got to be a distribution center more than a destination. Even though they raise their hand, they come to you, they come back to you, Pat, they're not going to want to come back all the time. They're going to want you to continue to reach out to them, aren't they?
Yeah, they want they want that information,
home.
Whatever they were reading about. They want the newest information.
Yeah.
They might want it 6 months from now. It's of interest to them.
Follow them home, folks. That's what they're saying. Hey, Pat, give us the website, please.
DavidAdvisoryGroup.com.
6 Steps to Creating Profit is her book. David Advisory Group, if she can help you, I know she will. She works with folks just like you and me. And Pat Sigmund, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Pat Sigmund, folks. David Advisory Group. Check out that website when you get a chance. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.